What up, guys? It's Muggle Hustle. Welcome to the Order of the Phoenix audio hustle, and thanks for downloading. To my right is Claire. That's her mic's hard right there.
Make mine mics.
Oh, God. Okay. So if you guys watched the Goblet of Fire with us, you already know Claire, but she's helping me out. I don't know if I sort of always envisioned this with a friend or two
but you don't have two friends.
I don't have two friends, and Claire, I guess, is mostly just...
I like to think of myself as your sponsor.
Okay. That's my caseworker. And so it was a lot of fun. I think it makes the process easier for me. I'm not just sitting in here by myself, second-guessing every...
Like usual.
Yeah, or just, I still do it when you're here, but you at least tell me to just move the fuck on. What did you think of it? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was, you know, pretty fun. It gave me a lot to talk about with my therapist.
Right.
And it gave me a new reason to live. So, so there's that. Thanks.
As most HP films do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Let's do it.
Drinking game? Drinking game, we're gonna do every time you feel enraged by Dolores Umbridge.
Which should be all the time.
Yeah, so try not to die.
Maybe get a straw. That might help.
Why would that help?
Because then it's just continuous flow.
Oh, okay. That'll help not... You weren't talking about not dying. You were
I mean, if anything, the straw will hasten
there
the
we
death
go.
Process.
Yeah, it'll just
but
put you out of your misery.
It will make you better at the drinking game because you can just not stop drinking through your rage.
Exactly. So I would just get out several of what you plan to drink so you don't have to get up because it's...
Let's face it, it's a real bitch to re-sync it.
Yeah, it is. You gotta pause both thing. Let's not get into it. Everyone
speaking
needs...
of pause.
Yeah, speaking of pause, Sirius Black
is
a dog.
Look at that.
Okay, speaking of pause,
jokes.
We're doing the sync now. You guys know the drill. I count down, tell you when to pause on this track, and then you start the movie. And when we push all the way through the WB logo and it's completely gone from the screen, that's when you'll press play on this track again. And you should be in sync. And throughout the movie, I'll say a few lines of dialogue exactly when a character says it so that you know that you're in sync. Press play. I always fumble on that, and I didn't this time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can speak English.
You win a fucking award.
Okay.
Can I count down again?
I don't think you did a very good job last time.
Shut.
But yeah, you can.
No,
if
then
you
I
want to
say
it.
Pause.
No, you count down, I say pause.
But I wanted to say pause this time.
Okay, I'll count down.
Yes.
You say pause. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Pause.
Okay, we're back. And this is the name of the movie.
Drink!
In case you were unsure what you were currently watching.
Oh yeah, this one starts with Harry leaving Arizona to live with his dad in the Pacific Northwest, right? Right? No?
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's my one Twilight joke.
Okay, I'm holding you to that. If you use another Twilight joke, you're fired. Is Harry just chilling in a kid's park right now? You look like a fucking pedophile. Where did Dudley and his merry band of assholes come from?
This one deserved it.
It's a pretty good burn.
I don't know. Harry wishes.
Right. Did Dudley develop a speech impediment from the last movie?
That's called an English accent.
Okay. Also, where are they right now? It looks like they're in South Africa.
It is the crossing of train tracks and abandoned field.
Okay. Is this the Truman Show? Hang on, guys. It's nighttime now. It's a real band of street toughs run off when the weather gets bad. He's pretty limber for a hefty fella.
You'd be amazed at how much momentum builds with that girth.
What the fuck is this place now?
They ran all the way to one of Dexter's kill labs.
Right. If they see some saran wrap, they need to peace the fuck out right now. They should probably peace the fuck out anyway.
What are they waiting for?
Flickering lights. This isn't good. Oh my god. Physical comedy.
He is still a baby orca.
Didn't they wear like masks before? Or have they always been mummies?
They had different cloaks too, but you know how quickly trends move these days.
That's true. Ooh. Dudley's demeanor is getting horizontal with him. Loving him ever so tenderly.
Drink.
He's like, all right, whatever. I'm still
jamming over here.
I'm still gonna have sex with this kid. The portly fella. She seems out of place.
Does she?
Don't put away your wand, Harry.
Yeah, she seems trustworthy.
Did he also ask you to smoke 2 cartons a day? Who told you that? I demand to know who.
What are your sources?
If you've ever seen Harry try to operate an invisibility cloak.
Or talk to a girl.
You would disagree with that. This is not what it looks like. He may have been roofied. It wasn't me. Oh my god. Vernon has expanded. It's like a dying star. Looks like Claire at every party I've ever seen her at.
Make mine mics. 2 in, 2 out.
That helped break the tension a little bit.
Bye.
That's her voice, right? That's Umbridge, isn't it?
Maybe.
Oh, no, it's not.
Gotcha.
Can someone make a gif of that?
Petunia looks like some kind of pin-up midlife crisis. Whoa! Careful with those guns.
Are they loaded?
They might be.
Okay. Oh, I don't think she cares, because she's a bird. So alone. Oh, this is from the other movie.
Oh, hottie alert. Sorry. Delayed. Dead hottie alert?
Dead hottie. Undead hottie alert.
Hey. Without his glasses on, Harry kind of looks like Frodo.
Well, hold on. He kind of looks like Frodo from that profile.
I stand by what I said.
Okay.
This is a horror movie.
The people in the house are coming from inside the house. This is why wizards just need to text.
It's true. What up, Tonks?
Oh, I've totally seen her naked before.
What, when?
In Game of Thrones.
Oh. Hey, it's Kingsley!
Kingsley Shacklebolt!
A.K.A. should have been played by Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man. I would love to hear Sam Jackson's English accent.
You guys are on a nickname basis?
Oh, man. Her hair just changed colors. I wish that could happen with girls in real life, because it would have saved me a lot of trouble. It's the second star on the right, right, Claire?
Yeah, straight on to morning.
Okay.
This is all really awesome in 3D.
Is Moody riding a recumbent broom? What is he, my dad?
Whoa!
Close call, guys! In case you didn't know, these were shot in London.
Ta-da!
Here's something to convince you. Are we buying crack cocaine right now, or what's happening? Soliciting a prostitute?
All of the above?
Yeah, why do we have to put limits on it, I guess?
Yeah.
What is happening?
I am tripping balls right now.
I don't think this is possible. I want to meet the architect who built this structure and ask him what his trick is. No, thank you.
Ugh, this house. More like Disorder of the Phoenix.
Oh.
Alright.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
God, she wants the D so bad. I can just tell. I can always tell.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Godfather.
Is it just me, or does Gary Oldman look pretty dashing with long hair?
God, always dashing.
Okay.
Through the snow. Yeah, go up those stairs / mausoleum.
Oh, this... Ugh. You don't really get to compliment the elf heads in people's houses much, do you? I love what you've done with the place.
The elf heads are exquisite.
Yeah. Who's this little guy?
Seems friendly.
Oh, he's so cute, I just want to hold him.
That's what it does, Liz, please.
I appreciate how much he's talking to himself. I feel like I get it.
Yeah, you would identify.
Yeah.
Hug attack!
I just need to change my pants now.
Oh, thank God. Ron got a haircut.
They all got haircuts.
I won't need to drink nearly as much this movie.
What, herpes? Hey, that's the name of the movie.
Drink.
Has he not been checking Twitter? It's kind of a dick move.
Wow, brag much?
Sorry to break up this pity party.
Time for a real party.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. It's a caper.
You can tell because the music is hijinkery.
Yep. God damn it, Crookshanks.
Oh, Hermione. You're such a cat lady.
What's the matter, Claire? Cat got your ear?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it does. It
doesn't even make sense.
It does. Wait, so ladies don't like that?
Molly Weasley. Two-thirds mom? One-third boobs.
Looks like more like half boobs right now. At no. The... It's a sweet smoking jacket.
He looks like a rich pimp.
Well, this just got... uncomfortable. Fucking Fox News. LSD.
And some old Smash Mouth CDs. Orcs Ents. Golems.
Butt stuff.
Definitely butt stuff. Yes, he's after something serious.
You were really excited about that one, weren't you?
So excited.
It was okay. But not yet a woman.
I want to be all that I can be.
Ooh, he just winked at us.
Hey.
He needs to see, like, a sleep therapist or something.
Totally agree.
It's, all these stress dreams, they can't be... They must be affecting his REM, you know?
I believe that he has unhealthy REM.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Arthur.
It's like watching my mom try to use her iPhone. There you go.
Fun is a relative term, yeah, with Arthur Weasley.
It won't be that fun. Do they still have payphones in England?
Yes. They can't. Tourist photo opportunities.
Yeah, I was going to say, they can't get rid of those red phone boxes or no one's going to visit anymore.
It's true. There's really nothing else there.
That is a fetching blazer, Harry.
Isn't it?
Corduroy.
Business goblin.
Is that the CEO of it's like a Wolf of Wall Street. Yes, this is business.
Calling for CEO president, man.
Bring my car around.
If they can apparate, why use elevators?
How else are you supposed to flirt with that hot lift operator? He is one tall drink of water. Ears for days. Ladies like that, right?
Some ladies.
That's not the direction that elevators usually go.
It's the direction that Wonkavators go.
Department of Mysteries. That's probably not going to come up again.
Nah.
Yes. You know, they're just like whispering there, but $10 says they're just talking about...
Last night's American Idol.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone say that? Like, it's just a general term.
Arthur's rocking the three-piece. I like it. Well, this looks official. How's any work getting done at the ministry when they're all in this meeting?
Bring it home, Brian. I had time to watch almost all of Titanic.
Don't tell me how it ends.
Part his hair severely to the left.
Let him get a fucking word in. See?
What? What?
Muggles can't see Dementors.
But do you have any Grey Poupon?
But old enough to party.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings? You know those ring wraiths?
They kind of look like that.
Kind of exactly like that.
What if their kid has soccer practice?
Drinks!
Get your fucking drinks ready.
It's amazing how quickly her mind went there.
Harry looks like such a doofus just sitting over there.
Derp, derp, derp.
He looks like he's waiting for rehearsals for a play that he's in.
He looks like he's waiting for his mom to come pick him up. But she's dead. And denial isn't just a river in Africa. Is his back hurting him?
I think he's just standing sassy. Right? Look at that.
Sass.
That is so much fucking sass. So badass. Fuck all of you. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Put that gillyweed in your pipe and smoke it.
Ew. He has no time for you.
In the Muggle world, we call that throwing shade. Oh my god! He's so fluffy!
God.
I just want to give him a hug.
I want to put my face in his face. Subtle.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to show you this dope trench coat I got.
It's the location of the bat signal. It'll come in handy. You'll see.
Hogwarts will burn. Oh. You think the Dark Arts is your ally?
Can you just talk like Bane for the rest of the movie?
I really can't. It's a very tenuous impression in the first place. Oh, Voldemort. You are looking dapper, sir.
I'd hit it. What a sourpuss.
What's wrong? Nothing. Fuck you. It's actually a lot better than the book, you know? Because so much of his angst was internalized.
It was exhausting.
Yeah. So, wait, I'm distracted by how much I hate Draco.
He's so tall.
Yeah, he's been eating his...
spinach?
His Wheaties. It also doesn't help that Daniel Radcliffe is exceedingly short.
Yeah, it's exacerbating the problem.
Yeah.
Cho alert.
Do you think Harry has a choner?
Oh, Cho, no, you didn't.
Neville, that haircut. Nice work. Holy ghost horse, Batman.
It's a gross baby dinosaur thing.
Whatever it is, it's giving me nightmares tonight. Harry's so drunk right now. Or tripping balls.
Or both.
Yeah, they're not mutually exclusive. Oh. I know who this is. What up, Luna?
Which is to say, not at all.
Is her last name Targaryen?
Oh, it should be. Ah, it's so embarrassing.
Did that happen in the book?
Yeah.
Exactly like yeah, that's how
Hermione's
it happened?
Hermione's a real bitch.
You're not helping your case, Luna.
Why does Neville have a big thing of, like, ginger?
I think that's the plant he was having sex with earlier.
Harsh.
Hey, until he's handsome, I am a Neville hater.
He's working on it.
What's Seamus's Irish problem?
Oh, no. He's probably been drinking. What up, Grubbly Plank?
You got Grubbly Plank from your last boyfriend, right?
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Just a course of antibiotics.
Okay, you got it taken care of.
Yeah, cleared up.
Okay. Nope. Bitch. You do not interrupt Albus Dumbledore.
She looks like Barbara Bush, plus a pig.
She looks like a pink bowling pin with a face on it. Fred and George, forever saying what we're all thinking. What she's saying is, my class is going to be boring as fuck.
Oh my god, she's about to cry. She loves school so much.
But she's also, like, afraid to go up against authority, so you think she'd like the ministry.
She's really conflicted right now.
Yeah. I'm so tired of his Irish dagger eyes.
She wanted me to stay and work the potato farm.
Oh, that was good.
I can say that because my ancestry was Irish.
Fair play.
I'll have a go at your mother.
I just want to point out that he's upset that he almost had to deal with a problem. Like, he almost didn't get to go to Hogwarts, but he's here, so it's fine.
I just need to get naked right now.
You know what Harry needs?
Massage?
He needs to dance in his room alone to some Robin.
It's true.
That helps me. I mean, it helps people.
Lots of people.
When they have issues. I was watching you sleep.
It's like you just sucked in the air from a balloon. Fuck that bird.
Yo, fuck that bird.
That bird is toast! I wonder what our girl Joanne's stance is on standardized testing. Can't quite tell.
Yeah. I'm bored already. Like, my eyes are getting heavy.
What was that? I fell asleep. Or your money back.
It's almost like a sex ed class. You learn about sex, but you don't get to have any.
It's not a practical. It's not a lab. I don't know. Ask an art history major.
Nice.
Ooh. Took the sassy pills.
Dropping the V-bomb. She's so confounded by that.
It's like she's talking to a bunch of children or something.
What would you call her style?
Frumptobismal.
breaking point.
Is that a giggle or a fart?
Do I have diabetes yet? No, I need a couple more spoonfuls. There we go. Now I have diabetes. Oh god, it looks like Nicki Minaj threw up in here.
She decorated her office like YouTube. Kittens everywhere.
Does she not own a real cat?
It's so cute.
I bet it's real special. Wordplay. It's really funny to imagine after Harry says anything to her that he says bitch at the end of it. You didn't give me any ink, bitch. This Quill is a total douche. Just be glad it's showing up on your hand and not your little donger.
Attaboy.
God, I want to punch her in the baby box. Rock and roll, Fred and George. That's the Jay Leno spell. Wait, she's just gonna do his homework for him? That's cheating.
She's got it bad.
That's cheating, she's and got it real bad. I don't condone it.
Thanks, Ron. Unbelievable. Is it so hard to not bring up the orphan thing?
Angry youth alert. Harry's in his dark place. By that I mean douche place.
Wanna make out?
Well, a third wheel's gone.
You might even say, winter is coming.
One might say that.
Maybe because I keep taking walks by myself.
I feel so alone because
I never tell anyone where I'm going.
Luna, put some shoes on.
Your feet, are they cold?
Ugh. Pretty gross, huh?
That's not the word I would use.
That's a really specific visibility clause.
I thought that was going a different direction. I thought it was like heroin and needles and...
Probably.
What the fuck is this shit? I don't want that. Strange and perceptive. That's the business. Who walks around with raw meat cutlets?
Wait, who doesn't?
Can I be your friend again?
That depends. Are you emo Harry still? That's exactly what she's doing.
I wish they would keep stepping up one at a time.
Minerva could literally get in a cat fight. Have you ever thought about that?
Great point.
Yeah.
First name basis.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you sleeping with him, or what's the deal?
Of course she is.
That's rock bottom.
That is rock bottom.
Sleeping with Dolores Fudge. Umbridge.
Oh, I was gonna say sleeping with Fudge.
Well, there you go.
Super high Inquisitor. Oh my god.
You can always take it out on a ginger.
That's right. That's what they're for. Gingers.
Everybody's whipping boy. This montage is ruining my life. That's some, like, Three Stooges shit right there.
Move those mouths.
Yeah. How else do you intend on singing? Johnny Manziel goes number one in the draft.
Tim Burton will cast Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp in his next film.
No. That definitely won't happen. It's gonna pan out. You mean hipster prof?
Yeah, I think that's what she meant.
Okay. This is dark.
Hogwarts is now a meritocracy. Deal with it.
This is like the Empire Strikes Back of the Harry Potter series.
Well, don't all object at once.
Yeah, this is really barbaric.
One of them rhymes with punt.
Everyone chill the fuck out. Dumbledore's here.
He opened some very tall doors. Quickly, do what Gandalf says.
You shall pass.
So he's also, like, their landlord? Oh, for now.
Are you not entertained? Professor?
Yeah, Professor. Quick lad for the Daily Prophet. That's a law, Bruin.
We need to get, like, flashbulb sound effects.
Oh, we do.
All the magic in the world, and they sit around listening to radio.
Yeah, I think the station is set to 1944.
They can make their photographs move, but they don't have a TV.
Taking umbrage.
This looks extremely different from the last fire Skype scene.
It looks less terrible, is what you mean to say.
Yeah.
We got a 517. Voldemort is on the move. Repeat. Voldemort is on the move. Over now.
All by myself.
Don't wanna be
open.
Katniss Everdeen.
I'm not sure who the camera thinks is going to teach them. What?
What was the implication there, Hermione? We're all really confused.
Did you see that?
That was pretty cool.
The rain looked like Voldemort's face.
Oh my god!
It was kind of scary.
Super scary. A nutter butter.
I wish he was a nutter butter.
Eat him right up.
Yes. This is my kind of place. You know it's a good pub when a goat is just sort of roaming freely.
Oh, I thought that was that guy's date. My name's Hermione, and I'm a sex addict.
Hey, look, it's all of our friends.
Who invited this heckler?
Fucking ingrates. Get the fuck out. Oh, I get it. They're just saying things that have happened already.
It sounds that great.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed.
Sounds kind of like a pain in the ass.
Not if you're in med school. Cedric wasn't really your friend. He was more like a handsome acquaintance.
Our meat. I told you I'm a sex addict.
Where did this child come from? We're in a bar right now.
Yeah, but it's like a college town. They don't ID.
Okay. Oh, what if there was Wizard College? That'd be like sick. A whole new book series. Patel twins are looking fine. Whoa. Cat sound. And Harry has a boner. Everything the light touches thinks you're a bitch.
Are the bands disbanded?
Sweet prank, guys.
Tripping balls right now.
This is really happening. Is it? Oh my god.
For once.
I really need Chipotle and some bourbon. Ugh. Neville, you're holding up the line.
God, Jesus.
Well, if this magic thing doesn't work out, he could maybe be a knife thrower in the circus.
Sure. Try it like this. Don't fuck up!
He is always light on his feet, isn't he?
Nimble. That Filch.
I think I'd just use this room for, like, floor hockey.
That'd be fun. Maybe in front of the fire is not the best place to do this exercise.
Jeez. Safety first, you guys.
Or at least second or third, but not absolute last. Hey, bread and butter.
This can only end badly for Ron. Why would he ever think...
That's the closest Ron's ever gotten to a handjob.
That's what I say when I lose to girls in Mario Kart. Sneaky. Do you think hammering all these spikes into the wall is, like...
erotic?
No, that's not what I was gonna ask.
Sorry, me neither. Definitely not.
Is that where she, like, date rapes everyone?
You can see the seeds of hot Neville starting to sprout.
Okay. The spell doesn't look like it could defend you, but it looks pretty fun.
Oh, I touched her.
Oh, she's focusing on the wrong wand. Ew.
3D.
Oh my god. So that's like a glorified hall monitor, right?
Yes, exactly.
By putting this pin on your shirt, I'm guaranteeing that you'll never get laid.
God, even I want to beat her up a little bit.
Ooh, Ginny. Flexing those big guns.
You did it! You mastered a very basic spell.
We're just gonna go. Fuck you, Neville. That sounded so sarcastic. Thanks a lot, Harry.
Can we talk about massive pus-filled balls later? I could give you a rough time.
This photo's really killing the vibe.
I'm really enjoying talking about your dead boyfriend, though. That's really doing it for me. I don't know. I think you're stunning.
Just shut the fuck up. Houston, we have a boner.
That looks like a terrible kiss.
Well, it's Harry. What do you expect?
And a little sweaty.
I bet it was.
Wow, everyone's just killing it right now.
This is one of my favorite parts in the books.
They're so cool.
No.
I love how Hermione basically has to describe emotions to the boys.
It feels good to laugh.
Ah. A nose.
Oh, hey, it's Arthur. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
God, Harry, you're such a dick.
That was graphic.
Oh, Minerva looks nice. In her jammies.
Her hair down. Mm.
It's called puberty, and it happens to everyone.
We see you, Harry. You still look like a nerd. Didn't you cover that already, Claire? Puberty?
Yeah, it was puberty. Okay. I mean, was he listening?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe he wasn't listening to me.
And we got this fucking guy. Are they, sitting in a tree now?
Hope so. Oh my god. Was pretty hot.
It's pretty arousing. Not a good enough reason to use penetrate. Wait, are you gonna give him like any instruction or?
What if Harry's mind was just all internet cat videos? Snape's like, there's just cats in there!
It's just cats!
Oh!
That kid just took a snowball in the junk.
Britain's funniest home videos.
Hey, Arthur. Hey, buddy.
So weird.
Molly is really the Oscar de la Renta of the wizarding world.
Except poor. It's a very intimate embrace.
It's like 80% boobs. Hey, handsome. That is correct. To Harry.
Oh, God, that wink.
God. Banter.
Oh, he's like everyone's grandpa.
Haunt your dreams. Is this a good cop, bad cop routine?
Hope so. I live in the basement. Do you want to see my lava lamp?
My Def Leppard poster.
My troll collection.
She looks like Frida Kahlo sans unibrow.
Pure Blood Mania! This Friday, 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 one weekend only.
You are so very much alike.
Have you been reading Animorphs again, Harry? I just can't stop thinking about the way Lost ended. 6 seasons, man. Did you see that shit?
His name was Robert Paulson.
Well,
very is generous.
Did he say light and dark meat?
I think you're just hungry.
Always.
Okay, Snape.
Because I'll definitely be alive when this is all over.
I wish he would just like flick off the room before closing the door.
Or, yeah, or just like set that room on fire. Which I feel like you could do if you were magic.
Probably.
Oh, another clay rendering of Hogwarts.
Does that joke ever get old?
It doesn't get old for me, and maybe it gets old for everyone else, but it's so obviously a clay rendering.
He brought DiGiorno.
This music is exactly how I feel inside when I'm eating tacos.
That explains your shoulder dancing right now.
You didn't have to tell them.
NPR's Fresh Air. Zing. I bet his suitcase is really big.
Oh, she is such a C word.
Party with the Giants?
I think he said parlay.
Oh, that's way less fun.
I thought that was a really funny joke, too.
That meat looks delicious.
I think you're the one who's hungry.
Would you say it's a Bruin?
Uh-oh. Do you think Death Eaters are embarrassed that they all have the same tattoo?
Good question. This does not bode well. I don't even think she's in character right now. I think she's just walking around laughing.
That's just Helena Bonham Carter.
Just doing her thing.
Wait, we're filming right now?
You do you, HBC. Pronounced Lestrange.
Again, not acting. That's just where they keep her until she needs to be on camera.
It's where Tim Burton keeps her.
Over a pint? And cut to Sad Sack Neville. The guy in the editing room was just like, fuck it.
That's enough of that shit. This needed more time.
Sounds like a Jaeger secret. Tone it down, Tony Robbins.
Like you mean it.
Jenny's such a bad bitch. What would your Patronus be, Claire?
Liz Lemon.
Ooh. I think mine would be Ron Swanson.
I like that.
Yeah. Or so, maybe Bruce Springsteen.
Mine might also be a pony. That was a Google Fiber rabbit. They're here.
What? the fuck is that?
That's at least 30 years bad luck. I hope it's distributed evenly.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
Joe, no!
How could you do this to me?
He is so over her.
The amount of douchebags in this room is staggering. Douchebaggery levels are off the charts. Not fucking likely.
Dumbledore has never come quietly. Hashtag not what I'm saying. Psych! Bird escape.
That is how you make a fucking exit. Can anyone even read it up there? Like, what's the point?
Doesn't make it any less true. They're now legally required to leave room for Jesus.
Wait, they're getting rid of the art, too?
Art is now illegal. Fuck this painting.
It's like Nazi Germany.
Too close.
Did they do this in the book? Did they...
Probably.
...take the art
down?
Oh,
yeah, because the fat lady goes into hiding, and there's a whole thing.
Where could the fat lady possibly hide? Zing!
Self-zing. That's a face.
Now we're all using torture quills. That should be a product. Torture quills. Get yours.
There's a double meaning in that. Oh my god, Cho, no one likes you anymore. I heard she made out with a hot dog.
Well, that was one time, though. Just the once. Oh, Harry.
Shade. Yeah, we're really good friends, right?
This portion of the film brought to you by Teenage Angst.
my god, are they breaking up?
Hagrid, you're not great at sneaking around. I don't want to burst your bubble. You are much too large, sir. Last time Hagrid dragged us through the Forbidden Forest, a bunch of fucking giant spiders ruined my day.
It's not gonna be a lot better this time.
Sack of what?
Flour.
Okay. What?
And we're back to the bad CGI.
He looks like Aladdin in that vest.
I'm sorry, but that guy and Hagrid did not come from the same womb. Show me that birth canal.
Grubb has the higher brain function of a frat boy.
Wow, it almost looks like she's acting.
Even Grubb knows you don't fuck with Hermione.
It's true. Don't most men.
Ron, I think she's got this one. She clearly has no problem laying down the law. I don't think that bike is gonna work.
I wonder where the child riding that bike went. Children.
Apparently.
Yeah, it definitely sounds great.
She's got a big smile on her face, or she did.
How do you learn?
Your dad would have wanted it. Well, I am now.
That's my privates. Hey, 2 seconds is long for some guys.
I'm losing blood flow. Oof. He was an awkward-looking boy.
Committed to that haircut, though. James is kind of a hottie.
Oh, so you get weird when we try to look at your privates.
It's a lot of heavy breathing in this movie. I kind of want a supercut of it.
Fred and George are being pretty paternal right now.
I'd be turned on, except they're gingers and I have no feelings for them.
Okay.
I feel like she says the word naughty too much.
Yes. I've been waiting for this the whole film. Standardized testing.
Ron's just trying to bubble in a pattern on his multiple choice thing.
I can't concentrate with this giant fucking pendulum going back and forth. She has a waddle, doesn't she? Guys, we are trying to take a test here.
Can't you see the giant pendulum?
It's like a Disney commercial in here.
Oh, it is. Electric sperm!
Impregnating you.
I feel like Shameson should be doing some river dance to this music.
It is pretty jaunty.
That's not how fireworks work.
These are magic fireworks.
Oh, that's right. Car horns are probably going off all over Hogwarts right now, you guys.
Is that how she would react?
A not real dragon?
I thought she was supposed to be... I don't know. Oh, that's a nice touch.
It is. Suck it! Love, Fred and George.
Later, bitches. Flitwick knows what's up.
It's really good advertising. These jokers, no marketing.
Did this just turn into a political thriller?
There's a sniper on the roof!
Do you have to have a vision right now? We're trying to have fun.
He ruins everything.
He does.
It's a trap!
This marks the 300th time Harry has been brought to the ground.
For nothing.
For no reason. Or you could just text Sirius and see if he's alright.
Yeah, why don't they have cell phones?
I don't know, it makes everything so complicated.
It's like the seventh season of Buffy.
Ugh, smells like cat piss in here.
She stole that from you.
Yeah, it was kind of a like a line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just hit her back. Like there's no repercussion at this point. Chang it, Harry. She didn't mean to, and now she might never snog you again. Is he having a seizure?
Boy, that did not work out.
Did it work out in the book?
I don't
did
remember.
He like do anything about it? Probably not, because he's a douche. Hopefully she's going to torture him and not have sex with him.
Hermione is shattering inside at the thought of lying to a person of authority.
I would say Umbridge has sort of a tenuous grip on authority at the moment.
Just a tenuous grip on reality at the moment.
Well, that's always been true. This isn't Saturday Night Live. This is your life.
Yes, and.
If I had to use a sports metaphor to explain this plan, I would call it a Hail Mary.
Well, actually, they did trick you.
No. You don't mean that. Oh, that's pretty intimidating, actually.
What's with the jungle beat? Yes, my name is Centaur. Centaur Jones. Wait, wasn't there a centaur professor?
Yeah.
Before or after this?
It's after, right?
Mm-hmm. Of the Phoenix.
Heyo.
Drink. He's like, you are absolutely not worth this shit. Peace. Zing.
Oh, that's what... That's from before, right?
That's... Yeah. You got it.
I think she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I don't think anything bad's gonna happen. She's fine. Okay. Let's not dwell on it.
Mm-mm.
We're all really surprised by it.
He's like, yeah, Ginny thought of it. That's a sexy sweater vest, Nebs.
Wait, are you trying to get like a group sex thing going?
Group sex or group text?
Either.
Both.
Dealer's choice. They're not mutually exclusive.
Fair point.
And it's off to the ministry we go. Oh, Luna thinks she's fancy.
Oh, Luna, you fancy girl. Oh, this is where they're riding through nightmares.
Let me just say again, it's a trap! They're not even a little concerned that there's no one here. Not even, like, the night watchman.
Should there be a night watchman?
Yeah, there's a night watchman in every office building.
Maybe they passed him in the lobby.
Hey, Kip.
They signed in.
Hey, kiddos. Don't go getting into any trouble now.
Definitely don't go to the Department of Mysteries.
Everything's fine.
This is totally cool. You're safe here.
Definitely don't go home and get in bed and not leave.
Maybe look for a light switch. Just kidding, don't. Why bother?
What even is this room?
A librarian's dream.
There's got to be a better system to store these orbs than shelves a million miles high.
I will say, they do look rather precariously perched.
Yeah.
Considering how breakable they are.
One drunk janitor and you lose like half the fucking visions.
Okay, he's not here. Let's go home.
Should have been your name, Longbottom.
Just don't touch it, okay? Don't touch it. Don't! Oh my god! Every fucking time.
she only talking in out-breath? Is that how you prophesize?
Remember when she gets visions, she, like, gets into that weird demon mode?
I don't care for it.
Death approaches. That's so scary.
It's very frightening.
I don't like it. It even alters their voice. Hermione's just waiting for him to stop talking long enough so she can say, "I told you so," to Harry.
Let's all say each other's names.
And I'm Luna.
Poor Luna. Everybody be cool.
Surprisingly good advice coming from Duchius.
Oh, that was nice. I see what you did there. I think he said be cool.
That was some sexy grammar.
I'm kind of turned on right now.
Not really.
To happiness? I mostly just do what Oprah tells me to do.
We do not want to see your everything, Lucius.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see if the carpet smashed the bleach blonde drapes.
That makes one of us. Stop. Oh my god. So frustrating.
It's the one spell they know.
Whoa! You do not punch Luna Lovegood in the face.
I think he just did, though. So.
Now she has a bloody lip. I love how all the girls in the group are completely patronizing to the guys.
But loving.
When they do something even remotely basic.
Well done, Ron!
Hey!
Well done, Ginny!
God damn it, Ginny!
Whoops.
I wonder what Pitbull and Kesha would have to say about this.
I think we know.
Yeah.
It looks like a ghost waterfall.
It's pretty awesome.
All those Big Macs just going to waste.
We cannot have nice things. Bum, bum, ba-da, bum, bum, ba-da. Oh, is this the boss level?
Yeah, it's not called the Department of Answers and Easy Conclusions.
It's a Ron burn. They're saying, go home. Watch Netflix.
But I'm pretty high.
Please, Harry.
Boy, that plan really worked out, Harry.
Yeah, we got behind you and then nothing fucking happened. Huh. That could have gone better.
Yeah, kind of amateur hour over here.
He's almost Dr. Seuss there for a second.
Did you actually believe, or are you naive?
Is he parting his hair differently?
I don't know.
Maybe he's using
different products lately or something.
Yeah, it looks nice. Like in an evil way.
This is a quandary.
I'd call it a pickle.
Well, that was lame.
He really doesn't value Neville's advice.
Well, no one does. Yeah, bitch! Punch him in the face. Uh-oh!
Fuck.
I don't know if I'm getting this light versus dark subtext.
What are they implying? This must have been so awesome in 3D.
Except for the part where you got completely duped and put everyone's lives in danger.
And then broke the one thing that they needed. Other than that, beautifully.
Home guard!
Touché!
This is chaotic. I don't like it. Should be, like, in trenches. Shooting at each other. Oh. Oh, but his name's Harry.
Sirius is so drunk right now.
Unpleasant. That's what I look like when someone eats my leftovers out of the fridge. I'm really looking forward to them.
Kill that bitch.
Lupin's like, fuck it. Murder her in the face. Ah!
That's a... one way to make an entrance.
Hey, You pussy. Dad's home. I love it that he calls him Tom. It's so degrading. They are just really crossing the streams right now.
I feel like some music would make this less weird.
I kind of like that there's no music.
Dumbledore's like, I didn't know we could use fire.
Is that the basilisk or is it just a regular snake?
I wouldn't call that a regular snake.
You know, like a regular snake made of fire?
That's like 15 feet tall.
That actually looks really, like, relaxing.
Hey, Harry, keep this floor warm while we duke it out. Thanks.
Is it necessary to break every fucking thing in this entire building? I guess if you're going to use the glass as a weapon.
Dumbledore would turn everything into glitter. It's like a giant nightclub now.
That's sort of anticlimactic. Harry's on the ground again. Harry's down.
Oh, I saw this movie. He's about to start vomiting pea soup.
You realize we're not currently watching The Exorcist, right?
Whatever.
On the close-up, it kind of looks like he's at a beach right now. I really feel bad for the janitor. Broken glass, sand. It's a fucking mess.
At least Sirius's body was taken care of. Because I'm such a good friend.
All right, Gretchen. The power of Christ compels you.
I thought you said we weren't watching The Exorcist.
Shut up. How many times do we have to get rid of this guy?
He's not really good at making exits.
Oh, hey, gang.
peace.
Well, this is awkward.
Yeah. Okay, so think how funny it would be if all these pages were from the same edition of the paper. Like, one day.
Dumbledore, Potter, Vindicated. Read all about it. Special edition. Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Oh, now it's time for the denouement. That's French, Claire. I don't know if you know that.
Oui.
You have no idea, man.
Oh, I've had boyfriends like that.
I'm sure Dumbledore needs you to explain that to him.
Aw, thanks, Gandalf. Smash cut. Art.
You should be a director, Claire. Yeah, you better hang those all up again.
You piece of shit, Filch. You're lucky to have a job.
I think maybe you were just high and misplaced them.
Just leaves things all over the castle. Like her life.
Whoever put her shoes up there is a dick.
I was going to say a talented prankster.
Well.
Tomato, tomato, really.
Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
The original.
If he didn't have such a choner all the time, I would think he'd go after Luna.
He's crazy not to.
It's always so sad when it ends.
Really cool jackets.
Whatever, Frodo.
He just wants the best seat on the Hogwarts Express. That's why he's at the front of the pack.
You guys stay behind me. Well, I think that's the end of the film.
That's the end.
So thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank you.
Again, it was a lot of fun.
It was a moderate amount of fun.
I had fun. Claire kind of just is here out of obligation, I guess.
I had like 7 Mike's Hard Lemonades over the course of that, so I don't really know who I am or what I'm doing right now.
So, what do you think? I mean, just as someone, it seemed like there was a lot that was missing from
that
film.
There was a lot missing. I was really sad about the mirror bit being missing because he had that shard where he could see Sirius. Yeah. And I always thought they were going to do more with that. And I needed that because...
That part is heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I read the books when they came out. And when Sirius died in the books, I read that page and that paragraph like 20 times before it sank in.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, and then I was sobbing uncontrollably, like shaking in my bed. And my mom was like, "You're not allowed to read Harry Potter anymore. It's too troubling." And it was like a whole thing. I was like literally not allowed to read Harry Potter anymore.
And then it got so much worse.
Yeah. And then by that point I was just like emotionally numb.
I missed, not that it was like enjoyable in the book, but no, it was like frustrating. All the Quidditch stuff, like where
I don't miss it. That's
Harry
for dudes.
And Fred and George, they all get kicked off in a really terrible way. And
they didn't need any more like Umbridge on screen.
I guess that's true. I just they took all of that out. The stuff with Neville's grandparents or his parents.
Yeah, the trip to the hospital, that was really interesting in the books, and I thought it gave a lot of context as far as the greater wizarding world.
Yeah, and then you got to see Sexy Prof again. What's his name?
Lockhart was in there.
Yeah, because he's still crazy.
Still sexy.
And... what else? Oh, the stuff with Arthur, where he's getting bit by the snake.
Yeah.
That, I think if you hadn't read the book, that would have been very confusing.
I agree.
In this film.
Wholeheartedly.
But...
Overall, though, they crammed a lot in.
Overall, it was great. Stylistically, it was...
Much more watchable.
Yeah, and, I mean, some of the just, like, cinematic things that happened... Especially in the end when, like, the Death Eaters are kind of closing in on them and...
Yeah.
It's just... There's a lot of tension.
Yeah. Blood pressure was...
Yeah. Whoa. I just thought... I mean, it's... As far as all the films go, that one was pretty great.
I agree. So now we should shut up and let the credits roll.
Yeah.
As, like, you know...
Keep watching those credits, guys. You don't want to miss Professor Grubbly Grank or whatever her name
Grubbly
is.
Grubbly Plank, you piece of shit. God damn it.
Okay, we're gonna go. I hope to see you guys next time.
Hope you don't have nightmares.
Thanks again for watching.